Going on, internet. Welcome to episode 39 here on The Summit. This is the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. Don't forget, you can always reach out to us on our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. And while you're here, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating. Not 4, not 3, not 2, not 1, but a 5-star rating on your favorite platform, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction here on the show. Bringing you for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashy, and with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna go ahead and start the show off with your boy Razor SJS. How you doing today, Razor?
Oh yeah, I'm doing good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. What is going on, people of the internet, listeners, friends, fellows, gang? Can I call them gang? I already did. All right, cool. But it's your boy Razor back at it again. Another week. We getting up there. Like I want to mention, because I thought about this earlier this week. Like, we've really done a good little number of episodes for real. Like
we have.
And we've been pretty, like, I didn't, something,
we have Stryker, not missed a week.
Stryker brought it up. He was like, we're damn near reaching a year almost.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy.
But you're straight.
Little pat on the back for everybody here, including you, High Roller. I know you're a little new, but still, you know, you've been here since the beginning for kind of. So, like, yeah. It's something I was thinking about, wanted to mention. Other than that, happy to be here, of course, with all that sprout up, all that sentimental shit out of the way. I'll toss it back to you, Ashy.
And next, we got the OG, one of the OGs of here on the podcast of The Summit, Rain, a.k.a. CJ. Go ahead and speak your piece.
It was rigged.
It was rigged. All Thank a you. Dream. Thank you. We're going to get into that.
Oh, you know, I still have the soundboard muted, I think. Yeah.
I might have to.
He's going crazy with him. But,
yeah, you know,
glad to be here. You know,
so I'll let me remute it then. My bad. Continue, bro.
And we back at it, man. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. And, our next co-host keeps spamming the soundboard, but y'all can't hear that. The Almighty, sorry, not the Almighty anymore. His title was stripped, apparently. He stripped them himself. Good shit. The Striker TTV. Go ahead and introduce yourself for the show.
That's crazy. What do you mean stripped?
Go ahead. Do that? What you got to say?
Why'd you say good thing?
Crazy. I said that.
Well, it's good, y'all. It's been a little minute, man. Like, shit. It's freaking great to be here, yo. Glad to be here. Glad to be here with y'all listening. How the fuck did you get a Sonic or a Shadow on? My bad.
Hey, why y'all keep questioning my little shit? You know what I mean?
Yelling a little bit. I did notice that, though. I did beat. It's
crazy.
I don't know if we don't want to say nothing.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? Glad to be here.
That was it?
Yeah, the Shadow fucked me up, honestly. Like, my train of thought is gone.
That's cool. And finally, we have High Roller himself. What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Increased my salary this week, so it's feeling pretty good. Living up to my name, High Roller. Big balling.
Okay. All right. I guess we obviously, this is the week after the Game Awards. We got a lot to say about the Game Awards. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of games that drop, besides the obvious of the rigging. We do have a lot to cover. We have a lot of new games that were introduced. There's a lot of excitement that came out of the Game Awards last week. So we're going to touch into all that. I do want to say that we did live stream an episode last week. So go ahead and follow me on Twitch at your boy Ashy. Of course, that's the handle for everything across the platform, so you don't have a hard time finding who I am. But diving into the show, episode 39, I do want to kind of touch into what Razor was talking about. We are, I think, 40-something, almost 52 weeks.
We're at 39.
We're at 39 weeks? No, I mean, I know this is episode 39. Oh, we have four 39. Episodes. We have like... It's like episode. It's like week 40 something in a row. We've been at this for a while. We haven't missed a week, so that's good. So that's thanks to everybody here. But do want to dive into it? The Game Awards. Shit, where do we even want to start? Let's start with the
AstroBot Game of the Year, yo.
We ain't gonna
I knew he was gonna do that shit because you did not rip that game not one day before the awards, bro.
He didn't.
Hey man, listen. Hey, I'm kicking off real, bro.
Actually, he bought his board. for it, but
he bought it, but he didn't.
I played it. I played a good couple hours.
How much the striker talks about?
Hold on. But before we like, you know, grab our pitchforks and like torches and shit and whatnot, I'll start off by stating, personally, I definitely feel like Black Myth Wukong should have won that. But from the standpoint of what Astrobot brought to the table, I can live with them winning Game of the Year if there were some incentives. No. Like, if there were some shit that offended people from Black Myth Wukong, because nowadays some shit offend people. Like, there's some shit that, you know, you just can't say, that you just can't have and whatnot. It's not for everybody, and I get that. Astrobot, this really hard to be like, yeah, that game is not for everybody. It's a classic children's game, you could say. And I use the word classic in the sense that it's not hard to pick up. It's one gaming for children, which I feel like a lot of games nowadays that are coming out, if it's not Nintendo, really doesn't gauge that. You know?
We got to touch into that, though. Because honestly, one, I want to say, I didn't see you advocate for Astrobot not once after the second week of Astrobot.
I didn't say that they should have won it.
What I'm saying is, I think there were better nominations on the board. And I'm gonna spit my little piece on why Astrobot won, because it's starting to be a trend here within the last 5 years of Sony games, Sony exclusives winning kind of Game of the Year over titles they shouldn't have, and it's kind of bothering me now at this point. I'm not even going to go back into the track record and make that argument right now, but because I got better arguments. But what I do want to start off before we even kind of hop into this discussion, I do kind of want to get into the news because I feel like this is going to be a large chunk of this podcast. No, right now. So yeah, I do want to knock down the news first before we get into that. And I will bring us back to that. But and the news is short. We got X Defiant is officially shutting down. Now, this was like a 2 week old announcement, but these notes got delayed because of the Game Awards. But X Defiant is shutting down. Pulling up the article here, just to give y'all kind of like an exact date when it's shutting down. It says, and I'll just read it by Mark Rubin himself. Mr. Mark, good old Rubin, he says, "Hello, X Defiant fans. I am unfortunately here today to announce that X Defiant will be shutting down. Starting today, December 3rd, which is, you know, 3 weeks ago, new downloads and player registrations will no longer be available. We will still release our Season 3 content in the near future. The exact date to be announced, and the servers will remain active until June 3rd, 2025. So that's just a few months later than what Suicide Squad is shutting down. Okay, for those who purchased the Ultimate Founders Pack, you'll receive a full refund. Players who made any purchases within the last 30 days will also be fully refunded. Those refunds should happen automatically within 8 weeks of today." So basically, X Defiant is no longer. I kind of talked about this on Twitch a little bit. Everybody kind of saw this coming. I mean, I think that Ubisoft
for Black Ops 6.
Oh yeah, I mean, I knew once Black Ops 6 got announced for Game Pass, it was kind of going to take, X Defiant was going to take a hit. Maybe it'll still have like failed, but I knew it was definitely going to take a hit. But besides the point, that's kind of like old news by now. X Defiant is no more. Those of you who are excited about it, hey, boohoo, it's gone. We do have some Warhammer news. I guess the Warhammer
that boy
live action. And I don't even mean to like speed it through, but I really want to talk about this fucking Game Wars shit because it's going to be a nice argument. But Warhammer is getting a live action adaptation. It was greenlit by Amazon Prime, so I guess the success of Warhammer is really kicking off. I haven't played it, so I don't know what's going on. But the show looks pretty good, I'm not going to lie. From like the scripts and stuff that I've seen, I think Henry Cavill is set to star in it, which is kind of like a perfect role for him.
Oh, he loves Warhammer, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know he builds that shit, man, like figurines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So he's set to star and produce the series.
He gonna fucking set them straight if they get something wrong, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said this ain't gonna be another Witcher situation, so.
He's watching.
We got some more Suicide Squad news. For those of you who are saddened, we know Rain was super saddened. He even, in the Discord server, he wanted to drop a mini funeral for the Suicide Squad being canceled at the end of their season 4 in January 2025. I think y'all should all
hop back on there with me so we can send it off and stop.
You know what? You know what we should, actually. I think we should. Mm-hmm. I really think we should. But the final episode is coming with the end of episode 8 in January 2025, so that's gone. We had some Borderlands 4 news, but we'll get into that later because that did drop at the Game Awards. And
What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess not. Let's get into the topic. You know, one, I'm a tie back. Okay. Stryker did not talk about Astrobot. As we get into the game of the year, Stryker did not talk about Astrobot, not once after the fucking first, I'll give it the first week that the game dropped. Here's why I say that Astrobot isn't a solid. I don't think it was. We covered it
on an episode.
Yeah, the first week it came out.
And
we talked
about it, and I mean.
That was it. I said after the first week it came out. No one ever talked about it again. No one talked about it until, I know we mentioned it on the podcast as like a joke, but it was only a joke at the time because literally we had people on Twitter saying that, oh, this is game of the year, which I thought was totally absurd because I played the game. It's a fun game, don't get me wrong, but that's where it stops. It's fun. It's a chill game. It's not something I'm taking serious. I don't have, you don't have to take Astrobot serious to platinum the shit or to to clear it. And this is the problem, and this is why I think Wukong lost, because one, I was checking the PlayStation trophies alone, right? And 58% of the player base didn't finish the game. So that tells me that one, it was probably too hard for most people, which probably turned off a lot of the one PlayStation fans, especially because let's be honest, a lot of these votes, I don't know where the votes come from, but a lot of these quote unquote votes probably come from a lot of PlayStation owners, right? And I see it all the time on Twitter. Every comment I'm seeing on Twitter about the wins for Astrobot or the loss of Wukong or whatever, them praising Astrobot is coming from a lot of these PlayStation fans. And I'm not saying it's bad to be a PlayStation fan, like that's fine, but y'all gotta kind of like admit when just something just when I'm smelling like blood in the water, right? So it's like, why? And I kind of want to tie into this tweet too, because the Black Hokage kind of disappointed me a little bit when he said this. And me and Rain were talking about this on vacation a little bit, but I'm gonna just read his tweet off. He said, "Wukong is an impressive first offering from a new AAA studio, but his response is hilarious because Wukong was never going to win Game of the Year." And this is coming, he's responding to the response games of Game Science, the CEO, right? He says, "It was objectively the worst game nominated in the category. Hell, some would argue that Stellar Blade or another game should have had its place. The game has its moments, but it suffers from a lack of map, inconsistent level design, invisible walls everywhere, exploration that half the time led to nothing. I disagree with that, especially. Camera issues, input lag, audio cutting in and out, stuttering, frame drops, screen tearing, crashing. Hell, the final chapter was just a big empty open world." It seems like a lot of this is just kind of like subjective, because a lot of this seems like on his fault of just having a lot of technical issues on his hardware. I'm not saying his hardware shit, but I'm saying he just probably had a bad experience, because I didn't experience any of this that he's saying, and a lot of players didn't experience any of that. So this take, and I'm gonna tie this in because obviously he has a fan base and people started agreeing with this because obviously he's like really big in the gaming community. And this is the problem, right? I think that a lot of people that played Wukong either kind of, one, we're going to go back to the difficulty, right? The game wasn't easy, but it wasn't the most difficult game, but it definitely wasn't easy. If you take your regular casual player, he's probably not going to beat Wukong. I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
I think
it's like, it's a different difficulty.
Without YouTube guides.
Yeah, I think he can if he wants to.
If he wants to, 100%. Yeah. But a lot of gamers, they don't want to take that extra step. And like we see gamers all the time. Like if they keep banging their head against the wall, that's it. They're going to put the game down. I mean, the statistics show 58% of the players did not finish the game. That's over half the players who picked up the game on PlayStation did not complete the game.
Ask that nigga Stryker why he stopped playing Red Dead Redemption, you know?
That shit goes to sleep. Tsushima,
you know? Games like that sleep. That are Game of the Year or Game of the Year contenders. Mm-hmm. Niggas run into their first obstacle and fold like laundry, bro.
Yep.
And that's the narrative motherfuckers push.
That's crazy assumption.
No, but it's true though, and it's not. I really don't see how Astrobot won. Maybe because the vote split, right? Because you had maybe a lot of Souls fans going for Black Myth, and you had a lot of Final Fantasy fans voting for Final Fantasy, right? Obviously, the diehard Final Fantasy fans, which make up a lot of the gaming community for some reason, on that repeat game every year, vote for that game every year too. It's every year that game is in a nomination every year, and I don't know.
That's why they put Shadow of Erdtree in there, bro.
Yeah, I feel like, but no, like
I would have rather Erdtree won than
someone has said that. Like, if you really think about it, if you think about it, like it did definitely split the votes. Like, if you got your Souls-like game, which is like the Wukong and Shadow of Erdtree, like their votes were split between that community, and then you got your Final Fantasy freaks, They always, you know, they're going to be loyalists. Exactly. They won't die hard vote for that no matter what, even if the shit is shit, like fucking 16. Yeah. But, you know, kids ain't going to vote for those motherfucking games. Why? Why wouldn't they? What did they have to offer for them? So now there's a whole audience.
Remind me of Fortnite.
There's a whole audience that Astrobot tapped that those games didn't.
Take the ass is about the Roblox.
Yeah.
I mean, practically. Game of the year, man.
Yeah.
But there were like legit content creator adults like rooting for that game, which is fine. At the end of the day, everybody. No matter what wins game of the year, it doesn't fucking matter as long as you're having fun on the product, right? But if we're trying to take these things seriously, right, and we're trying to really place value on these products and these nominations, it really kind of questions me, like, why one, is it nominated? And is it just a popularity contest at that point, or is it based off quality? I'm not saying that Astrobot lacked quality, but what I'm saying is I don't think there it like we had in private, like in a private conversation in Discord. I don't think it went in any depth. The game didn't have as much depth as Black Myth Wukong did, you know, and it just showed.
Well, now let me ask you this. Would you be surprised if GTA 6 don't win next year?
Would I be surprised if it doesn't win next year?
Yeah.
It's not even going to come out. Before
he said it might not even come out.
Before the deadline. The deadline to get put in is like November 20th or something like that.
No, it's December something. I think it's December something. I think it's early December.
That's the Game Awards.
No, the Logan's gotta... December. I mean, December 2nd.
So yeah. I'm talking about
it should come out in fall,
to be able to be nominated.
But nah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, you got shit like Borderlands 4 dropping next year.
It's mad. There's a lot of titles coming out next year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, you know what?
I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if GTA 6 didn't win Game of the Year, because there's a lot of things that I think that I wasn't expecting that can't compete with GTA 6 next year. I'm not going to lie. But if it's a popularity contest, which Game Wars has proven each year by year by now, GTA 6 will probably win Game of the Year if it is a popularity contest. Because if we're thinking about all the casual gamers who just pick up, you know, your standard COD, your GTAs, and your sports games, right? All of them are picking up GTA 6 day one. And it's not going to be on PC. So we're talking about a console player base here, and everybody on console, which makes up majority of your casual gamers, are picking up GTA 6. And if they have any inclination about what a game award is, they're voting for GTA 6, because that's going to be the game they play most of the time next year, right? If it comes out within early fall, right? Now, if we're talking about an upset, I do think there are games that can upset it. I do think if Ghost of how the fuck do you say it? Yotai?
Nobody help me. God,
Yotai, okay. Ghost of Yotai. If Ghost of Yotai is just as good as the first one, I think that has a place, definitely in the nominations. I think Assassin's Creed, I'm giving Ubisoft a little, maybe too much credit here, but it looks good. I got faith in it. They might prove me wrong. They probably will prove me wrong, but Assassin's Creed could pull it through. Shit, good luck on that, though. It comes out in February. People might forget about it. There's a lot of games coming out. Borderlands 4 we got coming out. We got what? We got Naughty Dog's new title, which is a PlayStation exclusive off rip. So, you know, that's automatically going to be a nomination at the least. So
is that coming out next year?
Yeah, it's coming out next year. They've been working on it since 2020. It's coming out next year. They haven't released a date, but I'm 95% sure that shit's going to drop next year. Now, I think their strategy is push out Last of Us 2 on PC, get a few sales out of that, maybe wait a month. Maybe at the release or towards the release of that, they announce the official date for the game, and then they release it probably closer to summer or fall. Because Last of Us, their projects usually come out towards the fall, late fall. So I think they'll probably push around the same timeline as GTA 6. If there's anybody that would do that, be bold enough to do that, it'll be Naughty Dog, I think. But besides the point, if it's a popularity contest, obviously GTA 6 will take it. Either way, it doesn't matter. Rockstar is going to make billions off the game. Rockstar don't give a fuck about a damn Game Awards. That's why they didn't drop another trailer. You know, they don't give a fuck about that shit. They're going to make money regardless. But now, like I said, if we're giving it back to the Astrobot thing, right? Like I said, the game is fun. Razor, did you play it at all?
Play what exactly?
Astrobot.
Oh, no.
Okay. Like, the game is fun. I'll give it that. There just wasn't enough depth to the game for me to justify a nomination, damn sure a win. And I know you mentioned something about what, like the trigger adaptations or something like that, which I don't understand that argument, because if you haven't noticed, the trigger stuff on PlayStation 5 is really a gimmick, if you haven't noticed that.
The haptic triggers?
The haptic triggers. It's
I thought that shit got used more at the release of PS5 than it does now.
Yeah.
Well, they released before
it's just vibrations. Astrobot,
they did the demo. Well, no. It's actual, like, sensitivity shit. Like,
yes, it's sensitivity and vibrations, but it drains your battery, so I don't know why people even want to fucking use that shit.
Yeah, but it adds resistance based off of what it is you're interacting, and it's just another layer of immersion to a game.
I guess,
if you're pulling a trigger on
a lot of games,
that shit isn't gonna be soft.
Call of Duty has that.
I don't play Call of Duty on PlayStation.
What I'm saying is, like, since the release of PS5, it wasn't just that.
I'm just saying, like, it wasn't just that. Like, that Astrobot, when they first came up with the IP for Astrobot, or not came up with the IP, but like released it for the PS5. They dropped the demo of Astrobot, which introduced all of the haptics and features that you had on the controllers, which was the mic that has like a sensitive shit or whatever. So like if you speak to it or blow into it or whatever, you can actually get reactions in game. The gyroscopes on the controller as well. You can use that to kind of manipulate gameplay and things like that. There's things that other games that did come out for the PS5 that didn't take advantage of the controller to its fullest that they did in Astrobot, which I thought was kind of creative, and it was good to implement the features of their controller within the game. That's neat. That's just one aspect of one things that they did right that games haven't done or utilized to the fullest. And you know,
but it is a Sony title, so that's,
well, I mean, sure, yeah. But I mean, aside from that, like I said, the game isn't like complicated. Like you mentioned, it's not something that you need to like die hard and whatnot to platinum and whatnot. Like you don't need to spend hours and whatnot to platinum. It's a game that's just, it's straightforward, it's intuitive. You pick the game up, you attack, you'll hit an enemy. There's no life bar on an enemy or anything. You hit this spot, it'll get destroyed. You attack this enemy, they'll die. If you get hit, you die. It's things that are just very straightforward that, and today's gaming, you really don't see much, especially for, you know, all audiences, right? Like most games target a specific audience, like your Souls players or your diehard action adventure players or your multiplayer you know, communities, or your lore story driven, or your horror scene. Like there's, we've categorized the gaming community and split everyone to a category of things that they'll like versus making something very generic. And then they didn't just make it to be generic. They implemented a lot of their features and the gameplay to be fun. And like the shit, it's different, like with each level on each planet. Like even watching my kid play or playing it myself, you know, there's some puzzles in there here and there that you can overcomplicate to get another collectible, or you could just do the simpler way and just get it done to progress and reach the end of the level. There's what else? Go ahead.
What category do you put Astrobot in then? Because that's a longer one.
It's an action adventure, but it's like Sonic, back in the day, Sonic action adventure.
I think it won action adventure, didn't it?
It did.
Mm-hmm. You mean by back in the day, Sonic, like 2D side scroller?
Yeah.
That shit is not no side scroller, bro. I've seen games.
I mean, it's not. But you can essentially put Astrobot as a side scroller with how linear their gameplay is. Like, a Sonic is, if you were to take the Sonic world of the Sega days and drop it in a 3D world, it'd be exactly Astrobot.
It sounds to me like you're trying to say platformer.
Was Sonic a platformer?
I would consider it a platformer, yeah.
It's like Mario.
Also a platformer. So Astrobot's a platformer?
But I mean, like, essentially.
It could be, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
That's not unique, though. There's PlayStation itself, yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, PlayStation has like a thing for platformers. Like, if you think about all their exclusives, Last of Us, what's that Nathan Drake shit called?
Uncharted,
all platforming. Platformers are not unique at
all.
Did
you say Tomb Raider?
Yes, hell yeah, that's the platformer. Shit, you do platforming in Ghost of Tsushima. You probably do platform Ghost of Yutai. You platforming in Assassin's Creed. Platformers are pretty generic, bro.
So is platform a game genre, or is it just a mechanic within a game?
I consider it a genre, because typically platformers have multiple platforming sections, or it's like a
obstacles. Whole
game mechanic, like dedicated, like embedded.
Mirror, in edge.
You can't beat the game without platforming, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is the game driven by, you know, you having a platform? Like, if...
Yes. It doesn't have to be all the game's about. Like, Last of Us also has FPS elements. It's a shooter, but... And like, there's times where you put the gun up and you do platforming. So Astrobot is like a platform mainly.
Dying Light.
Yeah.
I mean, Dying Light's more parkour than
plus platform.
I mean,
what is parkour but ghetto platforming?
It's freestyling.
Astrobot is pretty much just Super Mario, in my opinion. That's like really all it is. Like, the shit ain't nothing new, ain't nothing crazy that we ain't seen before.
But here's my argument with that, bro. This is the thing with PlayStation gamers. Like, every time Sony drops something, they think it's the new next best thing since fucking sliced bread. And it's like, y'all do this shit. They do this shit with God of War. They like with fucking Ragnarok. They did that shit. They were like, oh, this is the greatest thing I ever fucking seen. It's the same shit you just saw. It's the same shit you played when a new Spider-Man dropped. Oh, this is the greatest shit I ever fucking played. You just played this.
No, we didn't, because we ain't web-gladded in one. You just played this shit. We ain't web-gladded in one.
Bro, yeah.
We can go down this rabbit hole if you want.
Bro, I ain't gonna go down this fucking rabbit hole. But the point is, with these exclusives, everybody's just like such on a. They're such meat riders, and they're like, oh my God, like, I've never seen this before. This is the most amazing gameplay that I've ever played. And I'm like, okay, that's fine to think that, but you have to recognize that this is not new. This is not. That's why I'm saying I'm questioning the innovation statement, because, like, what's so innovative about Astrobot? I don't think it was very innovative at all. There's other games that did it. It just looks pretty. Like, and that's fine, but you can't slap the word innovative on there, because it's not. It's not new. It's not nothing groundbreaking. And that's the same thing we see with, like, titles. Like, what was our argument a while ago about Spider-Man? Why didn't they make it fucking co-op? I mean, not a co-op, but multiplayer co-op. Why didn't they do that? Oh, because they're trying to play it safe. That is the contradiction of innovative. There's no innovation in that. They're playing it safe. And so it gets the players every time, and they slap a new shiny coat of paint on there. It's, look what they did with the PS5 Pro. We just talked about this. PS5 Pro came out. Everybody's like, oh, I'm not paying that much for it. They slapped a fucking skin on there, an anniversary skin on there. Everybody's like, oh my God, yes, this looks so good. I'm going to buy it. And everybody bought it. Like, what? What the fuck are we talking about? Like they slap some shiny paint on there, make it look glossy, and put another coat on there, and everybody's like, oh, this is new. This ain't new. It's not new at all. And then if somebody questions you, you're a hater. And it's like, I'm not. I'm just trying to explain to you that, you know, there's nothing. It's not as exciting as you may seem. I'm not saying this is you, Striker, but I'm talking about to the fucking fan base out there who just can't see any type of other opinion other than what they want to hear. But you know what? It's not even that deep. It's fine. Whatever. Black Myth Wukong took the L. That's fine. And then everybody was calling Buddy a sore loser over at GameSign as a CEO, because apparently, like, he wrote the speech like 2 years ago or whatever. He thought he was going to win. He was like, what did I come here for? And I'm like, I agree with him. Like, what the fuck did he come here for? Like, how do you win Player's Choice and then not Game of the Year? Like, what? Motherfucker came out of China. Of course he don't want to be here. He's like, what did I come here for? And everybody's mad. Oh, he's a sore loser. No. Like, just, can you give me some explanation as to why that happened? You can't. Okay. So what are we talking about? Like, that was... that whole thing was, and then even whoever was the dude from Baldur's Gate who was reading off the
cooked them niggas,
bro. One cooked all the CEOs, and then when he looked at the card, you can just tell this nigga was like, of course. It's like, what, bro? What are, this? The shit just seems it's just too sketchy for me at this point. Even tying back to when what God of War beat out Red Dead, right?
That was deserved.
But it wasn't. Like, me and you even had this argument. I don't think, if we're talking about innovation, right? Innovation for an open world game, Red Dead Redemption 2 exceeded the expectations for Red Dead Redemption 2 defined what an open world game should be like. It just defined it. It had boundaries. It exceeded those boundaries. It brought something great to the table. It brought an inspiring perspective for open world games, true open world games, to gaming. And what did God of War do? I mean, they redid the title, slapped PS4 on it, gave you an axe. Good story. Not taking it away from that. But other than that, what was it? How much replayability is in fucking God of War. Let's be honest. And we're not even gonna go down this rabbit hole, but just to be honest, right? But it's the same thing. That got robbed. If we're talking about, that's why it looks more like a popularity contest, because even with two PlayStation titles, if we're talking about Last of Us 2 and Ghost of Tsushima should have definitely took that, but it obviously Ghost of Tsushima wasn't as popular as Last of Us 2, you know, so Last of Us 2 took it. I mean, and this is coming from the same, and here's the thing, what I'm talking about is maybe people don't play games because the same people that voted for Last of Us 2 are the same ones complaining that they hate the game. So it's like, what are you talking about? It's like, me, if I was, I wasn't even into the game awards back then, but if I was, I'd have voted for Ghost of Tsushima because Ghost of Tsushima was, you know, very great, both very great games, right? But Ghost of Tsushima brought more to the table for me, at least personally. Last of Us 2, I loved it. I loved how they did it. I'm one of the few that actually, respected. I'll choose the word respected what Neil Druckmann did. But at the same time, it seems like most of the fan base hated the fucking game for what they did. Now, I'm not taking away from Last of Us 2, because if you want to bring that word innovation back to the table, Last of Us 2 did have some pretty innovative aspects if you're comparing it to Part 1, right? But as far as the Game Awards goes and who we're giving the award out to, it seems more like a popularity contest, because Ghost of Tsushima was definitely the better game. Better origin. One, it was an origin story. I just think a lot of the mechanics were a little bit better in that game. The game was beautiful. The history ties to it was pretty educational. Last of Us 2 was a good continuation of a Part 1, and blah, 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 right? But it's just becoming more and more obvious that this shit really is just a popularity contest, which, I mean, in democracy, isn't that really kind of all it comes down to be honest, now that I really think about it? So I don't know. What y'all got to say? I've been rambling.
How yeah, what you got? Oh, shit. Yeah, bro. What you got?
Astro Bot shouldn't have won. That's all I got to say. Really. Shit was nothing more than a fucking overused IP like Nintendo with Mario. That's literally all that was, with a different character that they decided to call Astro Bot.
Wow.
I do fuck with Mario, though.
I'm sick of Mario.
Mario Kart
9? The Switch 2, bro. Actually, there are leaks that Mario Kart 9 is releasing with a Switch 2. So
I ain't buying
it.
That's coming out with an LCD screen. Gotta love it. Razor, what you think about the Game Awards? Not even just Astro Bot and Hole. We can move on to like everything that was announced at the Game Awards, too. What was your, well, how'd you feel about the awards this year? The floor is yours.
I remember being slightly disappointed overall with all the news and releases, just because, like, not even because, like, what came out was bad, but because they hyped us up so bad in the beginning. With those first two trailers were no doubt the best ones of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they lied and said the rest of the night was going to be just like that.
They did lie.
They lied. Already try one of the games and said it was bad?
Yes.
They lied all night.
Yes. Yeah.
They lied all night, baby.
All
they
night.
Pretty much lied all night. But yeah, so like, it just, you know, the fact that after that, everything started going downhill because it wasn't nothing too exciting going out. But I mean, it was, I guess it was okay. It wasn't terrible. I do think Black Myth was robbed. Obviously, I don't even really know who played Astro Bot, if I'm being real. I didn't know that many people played that game. That's pretty crazy. But I guess it does have a little niche audience. And I mean, hey, if it's rigged, it's rigged. There's nothing we can do about that. You know, we know player's choice. We know who really won, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I think should count towards Game Awards, and Game of the Year specifically, is originality, right? Because that's another reason I think Ghost of Tsushima should have won over Last of Us 2. Because, yeah, Last of Us 2 was, like, outside of what they did to the story that made the player base hate them, mm-hmm. right? The game mechanically and art wise and all that was amazing and an upgrade from the first game, you know?
Yeah.
But still, regardless of that, it's like Ghost of Tsushima was something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It brought new things to the table. It was innovative with not the controller at the time, but the UI. Like, you remember the wind telling you where to go instead of having to pull up a map
or something? I love that.
That shit was great, you know. And it was just, and then them adding a multiplayer mode like a few months after, like no warning, none. Dropped a full multiplayer mode that came
free too.
For free. It came with a 3-part raid and stuff like that. Like that shit was some amazing.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but Last of Us 2, we were supposed to get factions with that, and they cut that completely out, a few months before that.
And that shit is scrapped now. Look at it now, scrapped.
It's crazy.
Crazy. They lied to us. You want factions? Go back to 2011.
Godly.
That shit, yeah, I forgot all about that. That was kind of upsetting, but just like the Game Awards this year.
Every year, it seems like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess those are my overall opinions. Yeah, I think it is crazy for. I don't know. I don't even know where they got the idea that that'd be cool for real. I don't know who came up with that. Who wrote the script?
Yeah, because Astrobot sold 1.5 million copies and Black Myth sold 18 million units. Noted, it's only on PC and PlayStation. I get Astrobot is only on PlayStation, but where did all these fans come from? Because y'all didn't play it. So where did all these votes come from? Only 1.5 million copies were sold.
That's what I'm saying.
Out of the 18 million sold for Black Myth, noted, Elden Ring sold 28. Black Myth is only 10 million behind there. How the 1.5 million copies were sold?
Maybe everybody in the family voted. Like they all played in the room and all got on their own phones and voted for Astrobot, bro. Is that what y'all we did, Striker?
He said, "Pull out your phone. We ain't eat no dinner."
What
are
you talking about? What you want about?
Nah, I told you, just, it's crazy, bro. The script was crazy. So I don't know that the math just don't math for me. I'm not gonna lie. Rain, what about you?
All in all, the Game Awards, the musical composure at the end, phenomenal. If you ask me, someone stole the show.
Hey,
what was his name? Anyone got his name?
I don't know his name, but I know he has worked with Hans Zimmer. If you know who that is, and he did do an interview about some music that he composed. So there's a 6-minute long interview of him out there somewhere. But
Reddit saying that was the highlight of the Game Awards.
Absolutely. Phenomenal. All in all, I mean, I understand, man. Astrobot's a family game, caters to the general audience, the casual player. If I worked for a company that critiques games and I talked shit about everything else that's on this list, I would have to vote for Astrobot too. So that is what it does come down to. These critics and studios that push their narrative and agenda, they actually place the votes who wins Game of the Year, not the people. Yeah. That's what the people's voice is. So
yeah,
that's losing true. Game of the Year, that's all right. The thing is, like that nigga said in his speech at the end before he realized that the fraud won, the studios that actually care about their devs and put in that work ethic and grind will win Game of the Year every year. Of course, you have these outlying years where Sony got a little extra bread.
Yeah.
And they decide they gonna win. You know? But these things happen, man. And they did lead with the two stronger trailers for video games, but I'm a Borderlands motherfucking player, right? So that trailer made me excited, regardless of the narrative that people are going with. One, they think that the characters are too woke. I don't know how the fuck you could take that. I mean, you could damn near play as a shark in some of the games. A psycho, like you can do whatever. It's never about race in Borderlands, ever. They said they're gonna cut back on their toilet jokes. On they do have a lot of jokes about shit and things like that. The characters really didn't look interesting enough in the trailer. I disagree with that because there was a buff nigga that looked like he was a cyborg. There's a slightly tan fellow that kind of looks like a descendant of the Flint family. The siren had pink tattoos. That in itself, I was like, oh, that's dope. Usually the motherfuckers is blue. And then the black chick way on the left, I didn't really see her super or anything hinted, but she pulled out a new vehicle that we never seen that looked like a scooter being pulled by two different engines. I don't know. I dissected that a lot and I liked it. I'm excited for The Witcher 4, even though I'm not a Witcher fan, just because they changed up the thing. People are upset that the lead character is a female, but
I don't understand.
Yeah. But wasn't she always meant to take up the mantle?
Yeah, she was.
Exactly. Siri's always been the guy.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think the people that are upset are the people that don't even care, bro. You know? Because there are a lot of people that are outside of the gaming realm that like to try to push their agenda on the gaming realm when they see
getting so popular.
It has to be that, because most people enjoyed, like in The Witcher 3, like some of the missions where you got to play as Siri.
Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't no Mary Jane instance. Like, we actually like Siri.
No, she actually got powers and cool shit to do.
And that's the way the story was headed. Like, they've alluded to that. This ain't something they sprung up in the middle of the night. Like, Little Mermaid ain't just turned black. Like, calm down, all right? So,
Facts. Seriously.
I enjoy it, but... will I watch next year? I don't know.
He said, I might just play the game, damn it.
I might just play the game. That's crazy. Like JD. I might be like JD. Who won while I'm playing? Right.
What happened? Who won?
We trying to listen to shit, and JD like, oh my gosh, Stryker, kill him. I'm like, hey, y'all shut the fuck up. We trying to hear this bullshit, all right? No, I mean, I agree with you, man. I think I personally enjoyed the Game Awards this year. I enjoyed it a little bit more than last year, just because a lot of the titles that I saw, I am pretty excited for them. I am looking forward to trying, like, what that Crimson Desert shit. I want to try that out. Like, they weren't big, super big titles like Witcher 4 or Intergalactic or Elden Ring, Night Ring, right? But definitely some titles I want to try. Split Fiction. I definitely want to try that out. There's just a lot of stuff I saw that I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll branch off a little more this year. I wasn't expecting a lot of this heat to come out this year. I was even excited to test out Borderlands 4. I've never played Borderlands, but it looked good from what I saw. So I'm like, yeah, shit. Like, cool. Mm-hmm. I'll add that to the list too. So there's just a bunch of things that I saw that I was like, personally, I was interested in. I like the performance of,
Snoop Dogg?
No, not Snoop Dogg. Fuck that. Not Imagine Dragons. 21 Pilots? 21 Pilots? Is that their name? Yeah. 21 Pilots? Yeah. I like their performance. Sure. Yeah. Very good performance. I like the performance at the end. I liked some of the sneak dissing done by the BG3 guy. I liked the last joke the Muppets made. That was funny. It was an entertaining show to me. But as far as even like we're talking about these big titles, like we got Elden Ring, Night Ring. I think I was really excited for that, mainly because obviously it's a co-op experience. I think that I like that
belt.
Hell yeah, I need some help from that ass whooping. I like that. That's gonna make Elden Ring a lot more fun for me personally. I would really appreciate, like with Elden Ring, I get they had a PC mod for it, but I would like it to be just a dedicated mode in the game, you know, even though they were encouraging of mods, I would like it to be native. And so something like that, I just think would be really cool, you know, to go through.
You know, you might like Lords of the Fallen.
Lords of the Fallen? Oh, yeah, it is co-op, huh? Yeah, it's on Game Pass. I'm down to try it if you like. Is it a crossplay?
Yeah.
I'm down to try it if y'all want to play it again. I'm down to do that. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm really excited for Night Rain. I think that's going to be something cool for me to experience, at least. There's the Game of Thrones that I'm pretty excited for. I don't think that's going to be nothing too crazy, but I want to play it. Ghost of Yotai, of course. Game always of excited mobile. For that. Was it only mobile?
Yes.
It is only mobile.
Oh, cool. Shit, I can play it on my phone before I go to bed. That's fine. And it'll be a little cheaper. Dying Light, right? Dying Light's dropping, GTA 6 is dropping, Assassin's Creed is dropping, Witcher 4 is going to be a very fucking long game, so I'm excited for that. There's just a lot of stuff coming, and honestly, it's looking like another one of those years where it's like, probably not going to finish a lot of this shit. It's just too much shit dropping, want to experience a lot of things. But overall, besides the ending nomination, I enjoyed what they had to offer. I might be on a little bit of Soda with Rain. I might just catch the game trailers on fucking YouTube, because don't get us wrong, 80% of what we saw at the Game Awards was filler bullshit, and it was very annoying. It was getting very, very annoying seeing all these titles that just were not appealing. I'm pretty sure we saw like some variation of like what Terraria or some shit on the damn Game Awards, and that was just annoying. But right,
Genshin Impact.
yeah. Intergalactic, the Heretic Project Prophet, though, I do want to touch into that a little bit because I think that's gonna be, because what I read on apparently on some article, Neil Druckmann has taken inspiration from Elden Ring and what Elden Ring did for the gaming community. So basically he's saying that he took a lot of inspiration from Elden Ring, and he's going to, it's looking like Intergalactic is going to be one of Naughty Dog's first project where they're letting the players experience like this free roam where it's up to them to choose how they play the game and not guided by, like, if you played a Naughty Dog project, it's pretty you're guided, it's linear. So he's opening up the game is what I'm reading, and I think that's going to be very interesting. And I think it's like the sci-fi aspect of the game is pretty encouraging for this decision, because obviously it's sci-fi. We didn't see much on the game, but if it's from what we saw, it looks like that's going to be a pretty cool experience for his idea. And I trust Neil. I trust Neil as far as like game direction and, you know, storytelling. He knows how to tell a story. Now, whether you agree with it or not, I don't know, but he knows how to tell a fucking story. I'll tell you that. He knows how to piss you off too. So I think it'll be, something that'll go on for at least 2-3 games, knowing what Naughty Dog does. Now, there is a conversation about, obviously, the girl looks like a stud, Jordan. So people were complaining about that, and they were already chanting like this woke shit. And here's the thing about woke. Don't get me wrong, I'll be the first one to diss some shit about wokeness, right? But people really misuse the term, because people will claim woke when they see a person of color or a female lead, and they'll just automatically claim woke. It's like, just because the character's fucking female or black or brown or whatever doesn't mean the game is fucking woke. Like, y'all people really kind of need to wake up on what y'all terms and what the terms y'all using, because that's not what woke is. That's not pushing an agenda just because a fucking character is a female. And like, I'm starting to, it's just kind of like what y'all were talking about with the whole, this may not even be the player saying this stuff. I think it's the same thing here, like what people are saying about Siri. I don't even think the players who are actually going to play the game, or even gamers, real gamers, are even complaining about this stuff. And so it's kind of getting on my nerves that these agendas are being pushed, because, and these like narratives, because it's just leaving a bad taste for gaming. It's like, no one, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if I play as a girl on a game. Most of the time when I create characters on games, they're fucking females, because I don't like looking at dudes. So it's like, I don't have a personal problem playing with a fucking female lead. And so I don't understand why. And here's the thing, because when Stellar Blade dropped, there was no problem playing as a female because her titties was bouncing. But you can't look at a ball, bitch.
Like, yeah, jiggle physics.
Nah, crazy, nigga, I was doing something.
Like, the fuck? Like, the shit.
Crazy, boy. Should have got a nomination for you.
I was surprised it didn't.
I
was surprised. No
candles, bro. They're too busy to vote.
Too busy. Crazy. What are they doing?
Occupied. It's occupied. But I wanted to know what y'all thought about that, because like, I'm getting a little tired of this narrative being pushed that, oh, well, this game is woke, I'm not playing, it's gonna be fucking garbage just because they see a black lead or a female lead or whatever. Like, that shit is getting really annoying. Don't know nothing about the game, but automatically gonna call it woke just because you see a fucking female or a person of color. That shit's getting real old at this point.
I don't think that's gamers for real though, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really don't, but I'm getting tired of these fucking opinions from others, from outsources, fucking coming over here to our world and trying to make a comment about something, you know.
That's what happens when your niche becomes mainstream. The game is for the masses now.
Yeah,
that is true. I guess it's
under fire at all times.
Oh my god.
I don't like it though, but I mean, I'll definitely, regardless of what people think, I'll definitely probably put about 17 hours into it, see what it looked like.
You know what I'm saying?
That's oddly specific.
Right? It's a very specific, interesting number.
Why not 15?
No, he said 17. We're gonna hold him to it.
Like, do you think 17 is enough to beat the game? Is that or
it might be? I mean, I don't know. To be honest, with you. It's just. Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's 17.
That's how much time.
I'm like, what?
That nigga said G17 classified.
That's how much time what?
That's how much time somebody else had in one of their games we was talking about.
Mm-hmm. I was mad. Maybe we talking about Striker?
I don't know.
Is she right? Much time.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah.
But Night Rain. Okay, so I've heard some things, right, about the co-op experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's going to be random. You're not going to be able to play with your friends.
Oh, okay.
Think that'll be true?
Nah, I doubt it.
I doubt it.
No idea.
That wouldn't even make sense.
That was the whole purpose of making that IP, though. Like, because of the voices from Elden Ring, the seamless co-op mod, and then, mm-hmm. like, people, like, wanting to play co-op, that's why they made that as a spinoff of the series with co-op. So I'm pretty sure they made it so you can play with your friends like flawlessly.
Now, are these like all these are these bosses from like all Dark Souls games kind of coming in?
Hell
one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Definitely saw the Nameless King in there.
Is he hard? Pause. Hmm? Is he a difficult boss?
You're going to have to talk to him, bro.
I feel like I don't want to talk to him. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do it.
I'm gonna need some backup.
And I do like I, looking 1v1. At that trailer, man, that shit looked nice. Nah,
it did.
He said 1v1.
1v1. Oh God,
we are not fighting fair, brethren.
We jumping
PK hands over here. We were getting jumped without a doubt.
Mm.
Oh, they thought we was playing fair. No. Nah.
No, all I'm saying is just wait for Ashi to run in there first, and you know, see what we do for a little moment.
I might last a moment. That's it. But so I was looking at some.
Now the crazy part about it is, I don't know if y'all saw, but like in the New Elden Ring thing, basically, if any teammate dies, you all lose.
What?
Damn. Oh. I definitely
yeah, I did hear something about that. So basically, everybody got to be on that shit. You got to help your teammates, protect them.
That would and all that stuff. Add to the difficulty of the game. I see them doing that. That is.
We did the strat with Roshi when we did the raid one time.
Mm-hmm.
We beat
it. Did it work?
We beat it.
Man didn't understand the tactic. He didn't say the tactic.
That dirty. That shit
was
funny.
Hey, the race is the one that came out of
the Discord. Y'all was doing that man dirty.
Man, we ain't got to talk about that on the pod, bro. We keeping the positive over here, but look. Like, yeah, he was going to throw the raid if we didn't do that. So, like, he had to go hide. You know. Gotcha. He just and it worked out, you know? He got his jacket. He happy.
You'll get your trophy, Ashi.
Okay, I'm down with that. I'm going to still claim I beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Witcher 4, right? Bouncing back to that. I think, just like much like Cyberpunk, right? I think Cyberpunk would have won Game of the Year if they had their shit together on launch. Do you think Witcher 4 is going to experience some of what we saw with Cyberpunk 2077? Or you think Project Red learned their lesson?
I think they learned their lesson. I think they'll be perfectly fine.
Sounds good. I hope so.
Because they do anything just like they did like the original Witchers. Those launches weren't bad.
Yeah, they weren't.
I was about to say, you sound biased because you're a Witcher 3 fan.
I'm not being biased. I played all three of them. And their launches were nothing like what Cyberpunk was.
Why was their launch with Cyberpunk so chaotic?
They kept having to push it back so often, was spending a ton of money without making any money, so they eventually had to just release it.
Mm.
I thought it was just because it dropped on a newer console.
I don't know.
And they didn't optimize for the newer console. They had it optimized for the older one. for older gen?
I think you got it backwards. I'm pretty sure it was cooked on the older ones.
Well, I know that. I think that's one of the only games to ever make a comeback like that.
Was it No Man's Sky?
Mm-hmm. That shit literally threw shit at the wall and pulled it down to the floor. They spent 3 years fixing that game.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds just like a cyberpunk, honestly. Interesting. Well, we do have we got anything releasing this year? So it's the end of December?
I don't think so.
Netflix game, Squid Game.
Yeah.
PSVR.
Power Worlds Daybreak update.
Uh-oh. Go ahead and talk about your Pokemon shit, Striker.
Mid.
Pokemon with guns. What do you mean mid? It's just... Hey, man. All I know is we were promised a full map, and I've been on this little island. I want to see more of this map.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Oh. All right. Y'all saw the TikTok ban?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw Congress was like, hey, y'all got till January 19th? Or we finding y'all billions?
Now I'm about to cook. As a mobile developer myself, and these motherfuckers talking about that they're stealing our data and all that shit. If they were so worried about it, they would go to Android and Apple and talk to them about a little bit of lines of code that's in their SDKs that basically say, hey, when you press allow or do not allow on stuff like location, photos, images, videos, or whatever information the app asks you when you first open it, and you say don't allow, they have stuff in their SDK to where I can say fuck you as the dev and say I'm turning your location on anyways.
Damn. It's invasive.
And they don't make it hard to do. It's real simple. One line of code. There's no hacking involved. It's just straight up in there.
Well, I think the whole thing about this, right, they're using like this whole national security bullshit, right? Thing. Oh, well, it's linked to the CCP and stuff like that. And I think what they're trying to do is, I think Congress is in bed. This may be a conspiracy, but I think Congress is in bed with Facebook and Elon and shit like that. And they're just basically trying to make, you know, them a conglomerate in the United States. Like, they're trying to shut down TikTok over here because obviously the largest market for TikTok is the United States, our audience, and they're trying to put all that audience back towards Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Makes sense.
And I'm curious if they think all those, the amount of money that generates in the U.S. economy, because I'm pretty sure it's like $53 billion or something like that I read recently. We see like they think that shit's going to happen overnight. They're going to cause inflation, the economy is going to go down. That's a lot of money to just be like, get it out of here right now.
It is a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
I got to put some water in.
Small businesses stay alive. I
just
think,
like, the United States is just getting more corrupt and corrupt every year we go up, because just doing shit like that is just so sketchy. And they're saying, oh, it's because, well, we don't know if they're collecting data and giving it back to this. And I'm like, y'all aren't really that concerned about data collection, because one, all these fucking apps do it. Two, the biggest sources that do, Google is the number one fucking hedge hunter for this shit. Google collects all sorts of data that people just don't know about, and they sell it like crazy. Facebook is in an ongoing lawsuit with Netflix. Oh, Facebook and Netflix are in a fucking lawsuit right now because Netflix was collecting data from fucking Facebook was selling data to Netflix from people's private DMs on Messenger without anybody knowing. It's like, yeah, that may seem like, oh, no one may not care about that, but it's like, okay, who else are they selling data to? I mean, let's talk about, like, people are in the business of money making, you know. Facebook is notorious for a bunch of schemes, and so it's like, you want to give them the biggest platform in the world again? Like, no, like, that makes no sense to me. So we're shutting down TikTok, and I think TikTok is a great tool, especially for like a lot of these small business owners and a lot of these people are trying to get information off the ground. Don't get me wrong, it could be very toxic, but so can Instagram and Twitter, so that's not really an argument, right? TikTok is just a very good platform for creators to just explode. It literally, you can explode overnight on TikTok, and I think it's good. I think TikTok has a very good algorithm that no one has been able to replicate so far. I think we've been seeing it for years. Meta has been trying to get what TikTok has and they haven't. X is trying to do it and they haven't. And I think the easiest way to kind of get that market back is to just kind of get in bed with all these congressmen and get the shit pushed out the country. And it just makes sense. You know, if I'm like, obviously we know the rich run the world. If I'm a multi-billionaire and I own all these, and I own this app called X or Facebook or Instagram, and I'm jealous of the success of TikTok, what do I do? Well, I try to get it removed from the country, the biggest audience that TikTok has. And it's like, all right, well, when those people have nowhere to go, where do they go? Like, realistically, if TikTok gets shut down, people will probably just bring the reels back to Instagram. You know, I mean, Instagram already has reels. It's a shit platform for reels. Honestly, Instagram does not do it correctly, nor does YouTube, in my opinion. YouTube does it a little bit better than Instagram, but people are just gonna go back to YouTube and to YouTube and to Instagram, right? And so, I don't know. All of it seems kind of like a big scam, in my opinion, and I don't think it's really fair to. I don't think it's fair to TikTok, in my opinion, but just a bunch of rich people playing their games. Of course, we don't really have a say in it, but they're trying to make it. But my thing is, if it is that, just say what it is at face value. Don't be over here trying to make it a fucking, oh, national security, this and that, and they may be selling shit to the CCP. Who gives a fuck? It's fucking TikTok. Like, let's get real. Like, we're tired of these bold-faced lies. Let's get them on ours at this point. Y'all got anything to say on that?
Oh man, I signed it with you.
All right, bet. Well, we got I don't know. I read that in the fucking show notes, so I just threw that in there. But we do have I think we're coming towards the end a little bit. Striker, you didn't have nothing Pokemon related to talk about? I saw something in there.
Oh, now he said something about it.
Pokemon.
Yeah, along with all the other games that was supposed to come out next year and whatnot. He mentions everything. He even mentioned some shit that wasn't even on the list. Anything just glanced over Pokemon.
I really Legends. Did. Yeah, go ahead and tell us about Pokemon Legends, Striker.
Nah, man, you hurt my feelings. Oh, fuck it, I'm gonna take advantage of time. So, Pokemon Legends ZA, yo, that shit's dropping. And anyone that played Pokemon Legends,
did they Arceus, just reverse the alphabet? God. And I'm sorry,
and they do that. All right, it's Pokemon, they're running out of ideas. That's why they're suing Power World, and they can't. That's why they patent the Pokeball throw.
That's petty.
That's as best as they could have gotten.
That's so
petty. That shit's crazy. Patenting the mechanic in a game, yo. I mean, I got Magic patent the fucking... I ain't gonna get a no TCG bullshit. But,
I don't know.
We'll tap that audience. But I'm excited for Pokemon Legends ZA because they're gonna finally talk about like the stories of like Celebi and all that stuff or whatever. Rather than... Of course, Arceus being the god that he is in the Pokemon universe and stuff like that. Kind of now getting at the lores of the other mythical Pokemon stuff. And it's exciting to see kind of like where they came from and learning about like the hierarchy of the Pokemon universe and like how things trickle down from the top.
Yeah.
We don't got a date when it's coming out.
Oh.
But when we do, best believe you'll hear it from me first.
Are you going to still support them despite that petty-ass patent?
Yeah.
So fuck Power World.
Hold on, I didn't say all that now. All
right, you got to pick one, nigga. You can't be picking.
Why can't I have both?
Mm-mm.
See, that's the problem.
You can't.
Physically have both games, but morally, you got to stand with one.
You're going to be friends with your best homie enemy?
Mm-hmm.
You an op.
What's that saying? Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Oh shit! Wait, if your wife told you to stop playing Pokemon, would you?
Uh-huh.
You don't. She's taking your son away. You'll never see him again.
This is that whole what if series. Like, I know that's not gonna happen though.
No, but what if?
That's the thing. It's not a what if. I know.
But
not.
What if, Stryker?
This is why I hate that what if series, bro. What like would that you shit do? Is bullshit.
Okay,
man.
But what would you do?
I let him get a shot.
That series is dumb. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. It's a waste of manpower.
Yo, y'all you can be your time, money,
and efforts into working on some better titles, working on getting back the fucking actual franchise and the shit that we really wanted to see, the shit that you guys promised. This fucking movie, film, this series, this fucking cinematic universe is garbage. It's going to shit. This I'm shit's done. Gonna fail.
Nigga, change the subject.
He good at that, ain't he?
He don't like answering questions.
That shit all day, you know.
He don't like answering questions. Listen,
hell no.
What you mean? I answered it.
What was it that he said the other day? What does it mean to disagree?
Some stupid shit like that.
That's great.
But I thought he was being philosophical.
Hey,
philosophical.
Yep. Look it up.
I was just having a conversation. For real.
Look at him. He had to sign up to realize this word. My bad, G.
I was just. Commending you for your vernacular. But
look at him, look at him, look at him. He getting defensive. He using big words now.
Mm. I should show a little tell him.
Pokemon Legends ZA. Stay tuned, y'all. It's coming.
And we'll end that on a Black Panther 3 has officially began development over at Marvel Studios.
Yeah. You know who they casted in it?
Who?
Michael B. Jordan.
Nah, it wasn't Michael B. Jordan. It was Denzel. That should be crazy. It was Denzel's last movie.
Denzel? Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Ooh, now I gotta see it.
As what, though? As who?
Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, like, what movie?
He gotta have a big role or something like that.
Yeah, oh, shit. Terry said the same shit, didn't he? Now look at him. Back in Sonic 3.
Chess is joining the 2025 Esport World Cup with a $1.5 million prize pool.
Mm.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cool.
That's I can see it. I mean,
Grandmaster going to crawl out the woodworks.
Mm-hmm.
Magnus Carlsen? I mean, he's going to win that. Everyone knows that.
Didn't he lose?
Against who?
He's serving as the game's ambassador.
Oh, he's not playing?
No.
He definitely lost.
Yeah, he's serving as the ambassador.
Hans Niemann.
Stryker, you don't play chess.
The fuck? Play me right now.
I'll play you right now. Play it on live. Yo, we'll play on live. That's fine.
All right.
Okay. All right, let me end the show first.
See? He lost to Niemann in the third round and dropped out of the tournament. I knew I was.
He dropped out? Damn. Yeah. What a quitter.
In 2022. Yeah.
Y'all got any save rounds?
He needed his get back after 2 years. Nah. I'm
nah.
Mag.
Oh, Sonic 3. That shit comes out next week.
Ooh. Shadow with the Peace. Oh, mm-hmm. Glock's being sued.
Who?
Glock, the company.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, these young niggas, these YNs out here, they they made switches blow up so much that all these states have been looking at Glock and they're like, why the fuck would you even make a gun that this is compatible with? And why'd you keep doing it? And so, like, I think like three states right now are suing Glock, so... To be
what does that mean? Switches.
You know how you get Glock for free? Niggas, I was ordered to do this by the ATF and take that shit up with the federal government. Get them out my face quick. Oh my God, man.
God. Oh my God. He ain't gonna be president for no reason, huh?
You know?
Oh, it says New Jersey, Minnesota. Are two states suing. Chicago expands Glock lawsuit, so Illinois may be in on that too. So no, it ain't just the city of Chicago. It might just
Florida
be
Florida ain't gonna be on that list.
Oh hell no. Florida, Texas, nah.
Love their guns.
Nah. But if you've made it this far in this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. While you're at it, why don't you drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform? Because it really helps us reach
more
listeners. How do you do what?
The process to share.
Yeah. So if you're on Spotify, guys, go ahead and click that 5th star. If you're on Apple Podcasts, click that 5th star all the way at the bottom. Scroll all the way at the bottom. Click the 5 stars and then drop a comment as well. It's going to ask you for a title. say, hey, the Summit is the best gaming podcast, and this is where I get all my news. And then type in the comment section right underneath. You say something like, oh, Striker's an asshole. Then you press send. If you're on like Amazon, you do the same thing with the stars. And if you're on Google, well, it's not Google anymore, it's YouTube. They just come out of YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hey, just like it, comment. Comment the same thing, Striker's an asshole, and then, you know, press submit. Other than that, as always, thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.